AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The top officer at the Pentagon is laying out details of the Navy's blockade of ports in Iran. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Since it started earlier this week,
13 ships have made the wise choice of turning around.
But Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane warns any that try to run the blockade may face warning shots.
Pre-planned tactics designed to bring the force to that ship, if need be, board the ship and take her over.
Though Kane says Central Command has not had to board any yet. He says some 10,000 troops are taking part with a lot of aircraft and more than a dozen ships in very congested waterways.
It is like driving a sports car through a supermarket parking lot on a payday weekend with thousands of kids in that parking lot.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A source tells the AP the president of Lebanon is refusing to speak with the Israeli prime minister. Pope Leo is delivering a strong message in Cameroon.
The world is being ravaged by a handful of tyrants, yet is held together by a multitude of supportive brothers and sisters.
President Trump has been critical of the Pope's stand on the Iran war. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Sarah Mullally, is expressing solidarity with the Pope. County Sheriff in Virginia, Kevin Davis, says former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax shot and killed his wife before killing himself.
What I understand in this early stage, former Lieutenant Governor Fairfax was recently served some paperwork associated with an upcoming court proceeding. That apparently led to this incident last night.
Davis says the couple was going through a divorce, and their two teenage children were in the house at the time. Fairfax's political ambitions were sidelined several years ago by sexual assault allegations. This is AP News. Gatorade is going through a makeover.
For some 60 years, Gatorade's ads have mostly featured athletes, but that's changing. Parent company PepsiCo says Gatorade wants to broaden its reach to non-athletes, like someone looking for a way to hydrate after a long flight or someone nursing a hangover. Food analyst Jack Doggett says his research indicates that 60% of customers who buy sports drinks are not athletes, but want the functional ingredients they provide. Market research company Circana says unit sales of sports drinks mixes rose nearly 20% in the year ending March 22nd. I'm Donna Warder.
Figures from the commissioner's office show the Los Angeles Dodgers shattered Major League Baseball's spending record with a combined $515 million in payroll and luxury tax last year en route to their second straight World Series title. The Dodgers' total is seven times higher than the payroll of the lowest spending team, the Miami Marlins. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.